the morning briefing so that it could make the afternoon edition of the Star, that Mrs. Nixon and I decided that the pandas should go to the zoo.
Oh, that's very good news indeed.
I think you should know, too, that we've, as you can imagine, the requests from over the country, the San Diego has a splendid zoo, St. Louis,
yes.
New York, Chicago, and the rest. But we, this is the place for them from the standpoint, first, it's a national
sure.
zoo rather than a local one. Second, and this was the key thing, the reason we were waiting on it, the key thing is climate. The panda, of course, we want to be sure they don't come over and die, and we find that the Washington climate is somewhat more mild than their usual habitat, but nevertheless cold enough, for we think, for what they are. So
yeah.
So in any event, you're going to get the pandas.
We're going to get both of them.
Yeah. Oh yes. Now, as a matter of fact, let me tell you an interesting thing about that. You must not. you can only use on your own if you want. And went on and on. But I was just talking to Rob Haldeman, who talked to his Chinese hosts, and this question of mating is very interesting. This is a male and a female.
Uh-huh.
The problem, however, with pandas is that they don't know how to mate. The only way they learn how is to watch other pandas mate, you see? And so they're keeping them there a little while, these are younger ones, to sort of learn, you know, how it's done.
Learn the ropes.
Now, if they don't learn it, they'll get over here, nothing will happen. So I just thought you should have your best reporter out there to see whether these pandas have learned. So now that I've given you the story of pandas, let you get back to your more serious questions.
How soon are they arriving, sir?
April 1st.
Uh-huh.
When we think about April 1st, I just asked Ziegler, and you know, everything is shrouded in mystery when the pandas arrive. And, of course, as you know, the head of the National Zoo took the oxen over, and we're trying to work it out, although I don't know whether he's bringing them back or whether somebody else is, but... So there they are. But I can imagine that zoo will get the biggest play in history.
It will.
Everybody want to see those.
Big deal.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And I just want you to know we do pay attention to the editorials of the Star. Now and then.
I'm glad to learn.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
This is Haldeman. Get me Connie Stewart, please.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Connie? Hi, Bob Haldeman.
Yes, sir.
The President wants you to know that at the morning briefing, we're going to announce that the President and Mrs. Nixon have decided that the two pandas should go to the National Zoo.
Yay!
And this is, of course, Mrs. Nixon had talked with him about that, and you should cover that she strongly recommended that they be at the National Zoo.
He wants to hang it on her. Okay.
Well,
no, I'm teasing.
To the two of them. And then... So when you ought to work out something that when they arrive,
yep.
she goes out to
yep.
take a look because she saw their quarters at the Peking Zoo, and so
right.
she could check out to be sure it's all okay.
Absolutely.
Here.
Have you, now that you brought it up, any idea at all when the pandas might arrive?
I think around April 1st.
Oh, good.
We're not sure yet.
That's ducky.
We're not sure. Well, we don't know exactly when.
It'll be a slow plane from China.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
that's fun. Thank you very much.
Just a second. Wait a minute, Connie. Make the point that she had been to see the pandas
right.
there.
Right.
That after seeing them there and talking to the people there and all that, she felt strongly that they should be in the Washington, in the National Zoo.
In the National
Zoo. In Washington.
Right.
As they are in the Peking Zoo in China.
Exactly.
And,
good point.
Also, the climate thing seemed to be pretty good here, so that, you know, the President's saying that too, or,
okay.
you know, they are at the
okay.
briefing here.
Okay. Excellente.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Right.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Get me Mr. James Keogh. He was formerly on the White House staff.
Yes,
I think you probably have his number. Thank
fine.
Hello?
Mr. James Keogh, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Ready?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Jim, I wanted you to know that they just brought me in an autographed copy of your book. I can't tell you that I read it, but...